Proclamation number 5213 of 16th of September, 1951. Jesus Christ. Redeemer, God-man. I entered my kingdom when I had accomplished the act of salvation. I dwelt as a human being in the midst of people, I taught them as God, I worked miracles as God and died again on the cross as a human being. This is a mystery which is not so easy to reveal to you humans as long as you don't know about every individual person's development, as long as you haven't recognized the meaning and purpose of your earthly life and understand the process of a person's deification. As such, man is still connected with matter, both in his body and in his thoughts, as long as these do not turn away from the world and towards God. And as long as you will also not understand the mystery of Jesus, human being and Son of God at the same time, and will not be able to understand the explanation given in all truth, but he can still be taught about it, so that the spiritual in him begins to stir and is given the opportunity to unfold. I worked on earth as God and suffered as a human being because the deity in me could not suffer, thus the act of salvation for humanity had to be accomplished by a human being if it was to benefit the whole of humanity. And these sufferings were and had to be so unspeakably great so that they demonstrated to humanity the magnitude of its guilt, so that the act of salvation was not valued too low, even if people believed in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. A human being cannot measure the agony and suffering of my crucifixion. His senses would dwindle if only he could gain a proper understanding of it, for it was beyond human strength and yet I endured it as a human. Only a small part of these sufferings would have been enough to end a person's life, for I felt them even more profoundly than a normal person. Yet my body was tremendously strong-willed due to its spiritualization and therefore took upon itself everything that could still contribute to humanity's deliverance from its immense guilt of sin. I consciously walked the path to the cross, I consciously accepted death on the cross. You humans cannot measure what that means. I wanted to suffer in order to redeem people. And therefore nothing was spared me, and the most dreadful description of my suffering and torment would still not be nearly sufficient to be able to imagine it to you. And therefore the deity had to emerge from me, from the man Jesus, and leave the work to him alone to accomplish. This is why it was preceded by a dreadful battle which the man Jesus had to fight beforehand in order to place himself outside the deity dwelling in him and to remain strong. The man Jesus suffered unimaginably, and that only out of love for humanity, which was in greatest spiritual need. And for the sake of this greater than great love I accepted the sacrifice. Otherwise I would never have let a being suffer like that, which was completely blameless and so close to me. I accepted the sacrifice and gave the man Jesus into the hands of his enemies and tormentors. For the work he accomplished was valid for the whole of eternity, it meant redemption for the whole of the wretched spiritual, which shall find its way back into the Father's house. The soul of the man Jesus recognized all this and, as a spiritual being, was ready for any atonement, for any help it could render the unredeemed spiritual being. But such a sacrifice had to be made by a human being who walked on earth in equal weakness in order to show people a passable path to me, to the Father of eternity. For this reason a supreme being of light embodied himself as a human being and, as a human being with all weaknesses and faults on earth, provided the evidence that through a rightly used will and a life of unselfish neighborly love on earth a unification of the Spirit with me, the Father Spirit of eternity, can already be achieved, that this unification provides the human being with an abundance of strength, that the human being is therefore able to work miracles in union with me, that he can penetrate the deepest wisdom, that he knows everything on earth and in the spiritual kingdom, and that he can completely spiritualize himself, his body and his soul on earth through love. Only a human being could and had to bring this proof, otherwise humanity would not take the same path which leads to the aim. To me and to the Father's house. Nevertheless, people were too weak without help precisely because they lacked the will to love. And Jesus knew about this weakness of will as a result of the past sin and wanted to help them to strengthen the will. I was indeed in him, the man Jesus, but I did not influence his will. He acted and thought as a human being and yet drew me into his heart in all fullness. For my fundamental nature is love, and his greater than great love established the union with me. He became one with me. The man Jesus may have suffered the bitterest on earth, but through his love he attained the highest. He descended to earth as a high being of light and returned to the kingdom of light again as God, for he completely merged with me through love, who has now become visible to you humans as Savior Jesus Christ, who can now also enter into contact with each one of you through Jesus Christ, because he atoned for your guilt of sin through his death on the cross, through his indescribable suffering, because his love for you is exceedingly great. Amen.